This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve, good afternoon, first and foremost. How you doing?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Yeah, man, it was tough last night, but we know we didn't have all the horses for the Bucks, and I just, you know, it's just tough on national TV, and some of the Hawks fans were a little disappointed we couldn't put a better effort out there.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, injuries matter. That's why, you know, they call people starters and stars and things like that. And our starters were limited, and our star, Trey, had a difficult night, but he wanted to play on national TV and wanted to give it his all. And I applaud, you know, what he did, but obviously the results weren't there. So we move on, and we you know, get ready for Indiana on Sunday.
How are these Unity Nights going, Steve?
We were 6-0 going into last night. So I love the idea of Unity. I was hoping that the MLK jerseys would go 10-0,
right?
Which would have really be special. But I think a 9-1 is more than acceptable.
No, it's funny. I heard Chris Webber last night. I need to get one of those jerseys. So
they've been a huge success. And, you know, I think we talked about the Pope blessed them. And
right.
So we got some luck there.
Right.
So, you know, it's like Donovan Mitchell. I don't know if y'all have talked about it. He just went down with looks like a fairly significant injury.
Yeah, it just broke just in the last hour, yeah.
Yeah, in the last few minutes he got hurt.
Well, that's huge. And that's huge for not just the Western Conference. It's huge for the NBA. The league, Steve, you know, we need our stars to be in the playoffs. We need our stars, right?
And the New York Times wrote an article, injuries are raining on the NBA's championship parade. You know, we were all watching when Solomon Hill tripped and fell on LeBron's ankle, and he hasn't played, you know, in a month. So it's been a very odd season, and you don't know if it's because of the layoff, because of the schedule, because of luck, but something is really happening, especially in these soft tissue injuries that don't heal in a day or two. You know, tomorrow's the first day off we're going to have had, like, in 3 months.
Right.
Days between games. So it's very, very hard for the guys.
It is our man Steve Coonan, guys, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Steve, also brought to you by Dell Technologies, because he's that kind of a guy, Carl. Steve, any new news you can share with the audience about the guys that are banged up, Cam and John and DeAndre?
Well, I think of those three, John will be back first, and we're hopeful he'll be back in short order. And DeAndre's not far behind, and Cam's, you know, probably the longest recuperation of those three. Some guys are, I think John's going to try tomorrow to play full court, and you know, hopefully what our goal is, let's try to get our top 10 guys back and healthy for the last 10 games of the season going into the playoffs, and then see what we have, because we virtually have not seen the entire team together this year.
Steve, can you give us, and again, I don't know, you know, if it's too detailed or too, you know, in-depth, then I understand, but maybe just an outline of the whole play-in tournament and why the league decided to do this. I know a lot of NBA fans are like, okay, do I like this? Am I going to like this? What's your opinion on it?
Well, I love this, and I'm cracking up that Mark Cuban, who happens to be in seventh place, who voted yes for this and raved about it, now that his team's in seventh place is complaining. So simply put, it's to create games with consequences. You know, there is probably not a better sports event than March Madness. And I'm talking the encapsulated 68 games.
Okay.
And so UCLA was a play-in game.
Right.
Down to Michigan State by 11 with 7 minutes left in the game. And probably should have beat Gonzaga. So it's games with consequences. So basically, you get 7 and 8 hosting games that play against 9 and 10. And the winner of 7 and 8 and the winner of 9 and 10 each playing each other.
Yeah.
8 has to host the winner of 9 and 10. So if you're the seventh seeded team and you win one game, you're in. And if you're the eighth seeded team and you win one game, you're in. And if you're the ninth or the tenth, you have to win two games to get in. And then your prize for winning the play-in tournament is you play the number one seed or the number two seed.
Now, real quick, and that's Steve Koonin explaining.
And I didn't do a great job there, so no. I do apologize.
No, but it makes sense. I know people are asking about it. It's something
it did.
New.
That's good.
The NBA play-in tournament.
More or less.
So, yeah. Luca, here's what Luca said, and then I'm going to read Mark Cuban's comments to what you're talking about. He says, I don't understand the idea of a play-in tournament. This is Luca. You play 72 games to get into the playoffs, and maybe you lose two in a row and you're out of the playoffs? I don't see the point. Then Cuban said, the worst part of this approach, and you said he voted for this, is that it doubles the stress of the compressed schedule. In hindsight, this approach was an enormous mistake. That's Mark Cuban.
Okay, but in hindsight, everything can be reevaluated. You voted for it. I actually think it is a very good idea. You know, I was skeptical in baseball with the wild card, and it's similar to that. By the way, you play 162 and you can be eliminated in one game.
But here's the thing, but Steve, sure. I mean, but 162, or in this case 72 instead of 82, should be enough. I mean, 72 should say, yes, I should be in or I should not be in. I've proven it over the course of the season. I just, to me, it's like, I mean, and by the way, the NBA, the way they stretch this, the playoffs out over like 6 weeks and forever, I don't need another round of playoffs. I like to get right in the meat of it immediately.
Well, we've been dear friends for decades, and we can agree to disagree because,
right.
You know, games with consequences in playoffs. Look, guys, you don't force me to say that television might have had an influence over this.
Yes, of course.
Do not do that.
Yeah.
Boom.
No. All right. Steve, all right. A couple of other things. D. Wade is going to be a part of the ownership in the Jazz. And I'm not surprised. I will say this, though. I see in the future more and more players who have the means to do it. Not all players will. Guys like D-Wade are champions, and they're special, and they're, you know, they have the money to do this. But do you see the same? Do you see more and more players?
Well, I happen to have a partner that I was on a call today named Grant Hill.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
You know, Grant Hill is a very active owner of the Atlanta Hawks, and he brings so much value. You're sitting there, you're talking about coaching situations, drafting situations, player situations, locker room, and you've got D. Wade there to help the ownership and senior management make decisions. It's invaluable. It's invaluable.
Well, I don't want to end on a sour note with us arguing about this expanded playoff format, so let me throw this at you. A buddy of ours, Maximum Bob, found this story about the Tampa Bay Lightning. Apparently, they're going to turn one of their luxury suites into an Airbnb. Is this something you've considered doing at State Farm?
We did 5 years ago.
So they ripped you off?
No. The Bulls did it before we announced it.
Okay, so you ripped the Bulls off.
They ripped the Bulls off, yeah, exactly.
Okay, it's kind of a cool idea. I liked it. In their case, Carl, they're going to have the Stanley Cup for the people that actually do bid on this thing.
That was a big difference, and they're going to have you can skate, which obviously would have been a big difference in ours. And you can watch a movie on the Jumbotron, which we had that, and then we were going to have dinner, you know, at half court. But, yeah. There's no new ideas in the world except NBA play-in games. Are new, and you guys are resistant, you old men.
No. I mean, look,
get off my lawn.
Again, 72
get
games.
Off what, my lawn.
What is the purpose of the regular season? Oh, by the way, which many stars apparently can't play in with load management, and then we get to have another extra few games? Come on.
I'm sorry. 72 used to be 82.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not, Steve, and here's why. I understand exactly what you said about creating more interest, and it amps up the level of intensity. You know, I mean, I understand. And listen, if you have a chance, like you say, hey, we earned the right to be in the playoffs. Okay, well, now we got to go win another game to do it. And this team knows all we got to do is win two, and we're in. We've been on the cusp of getting in. The intensity in those games is going to be very high. I get it, but we'll
see. Let's pretend it started today. New York Knicks at Boston Celtics.
Oh, yeah.
I think you just said it well.
Yeah. Yeah,
people watch that.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm with you. I think I'm curious to see how it's received.
Boom! Drop the mic on Mike Bell.
You know what? You're demeaning the regular season.
We got to run, buddy.
Get off my lawn.
Hey, have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.